Now and then I have to phone a friend at the offices of the Great Oxford Dictionary to discuss problems I've come across. We sometimes meet for a coffee, and it's interesting to hear her speak of words which, from the evidence she garners from around the globe, are slowly dying. I was shocked when she said to me recently that the original meaning of the lovely word precious is on the danger list. The word comes, through Middle English and Old French, from the Latin. Could it be possible, I wonder, that the meaning of great price or value, of great moral, spiritual and non-material worth, is fading? Precious stones, my friend thinks, won't be spoken about at the end of this century. And what about precious, as it is unflatteringly used nowadays, suggesting prigs? On the way out, my friend thinks. In a letter from Oliver Cromwell to a serving colonel, he said rather laconically, "Sir, God hath taken away your eldest son by a cannon shot. It brake his leg. We were necessitated to have it cut off, whereof he died. Truly, he was exceedingly loved by all who knew him in the army. But few knew him, for he was a precious young man, fit for God. A precious child, full of glory." That meaning of precious, honourable, decent, has also come into hard times. Stones can still be honourably labelled thus, but not soldiers. It seems likely, according to my friend at Oxford, that only when it is applied to the body of Christ will this adjective be in use at the end of this century. Does it not make you feel a bit better that it will still be there in use in such a sacred context? She asked me. Of course it does. This was the early 14th century cursor mundi's term, Langlands too, and Wycliffe's, who taught us that we are saved not by corruptible gold or silver, but by the precious blood of Christ Jesus.